Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. A new survey shows the government is more popular after it released the federal budget. The survey in the Australian newspaper predicts Labor beating the Liberal Nationals Party by 2% of votes, fewer than 5 weeks before the election. The survey of more than 1,200 voters shows support for Labor grew by 1% in March, while the opposition's popularity dropped by 2 percentage points this past month. Nationals Senator Matt Canavan told Channel 9 he is not worried about this new survey.
I'm just glad he's finally called the election. He's been running scared from this all year. Now people have their choice. I mean, what the polls have shown for ages now is that this is very, very close. Anthony Albanese apparently is up by 1 point this week. A couple of weeks ago, he was down by 1 point. That's all within the statistical margin of error. What it shows is that people, the people listening at home, have the choice here.
On the third day of the election campaign, opposition leader Peter Dutton is going to his hometown, Brisbane. Anthony Albanese is in Perth to talk about a $355 million renovation of a local hospital. United States President Donald Trump says he is angry with Russian President Vladimir Putin for not doing more to end the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump told NBC News that if he believes Mr. Putin is to blame for blocking a deal that would end the fighting, he will think about putting a fee on all oil sold by Russia. The US president says he plans to talk to the Russian president this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is serious about reaching a deal to end the war against Hamas in Gaza. Hamas has agreed to a new ceasefire deal suggested by Egyptian, Qatari, and US mediators. Mr. Netanyahu's government made a suggestion to change the deal, but at the same time restarted bombing in southern Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu says Hamas' latest offer in planning the ceasefire deal shows Israel's military pressure is working, but he says his government is working towards peace.
The second claim, that we are not willing to talk about the final stage, is also incorrect. We are willing. Hamas will lay down its weapons. Its leaders will be allowed to leave. We will ensure general security in the Gaza Strip and allow the implementation of the Trump plan, the voluntary immigration plan. This is the plan. We are not hiding it, and we are ready to discuss it at any time.
Many Australian Muslims today are marking Eid al-Fitr, known as the Festival of Breaking the Fast. It marks the end of Ramadan, and is traditionally celebrated over 3 days. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha are major holidays celebrated by around 2 billion Muslims around the world every year. The dates can change because the Islamic calendar follows the moon phases. I'm Camille Bianchi, and this was the latest SBS News in Easy English.